go to item five, COVID-19 update. Kevin.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary with Game Fish and Parks. Just wanted to give everybody a quick update as to where we're at with the back to normal plan within GF&P, where we're at within, you know, our parks offices, our wildlife offices, what amenities and things are open for business. So I'll run through those things. First and foremost, though, we have been encouraging folks and we'll continue encouraging folks to utilize our e-commerce opportunities, buying park licenses online, buying fishing and hunting licenses online. Those opportunities where, you know, business transactions can be done electronically on our website and such, we're continuing to ask folks to try to utilize those opportunities. One big announcement, you know, we are looking at opening up our wildlife division offices across the state on June 15th and opening them up to the public, I should say. So with that, there'll be some social distancing guidelines put in place. There's sneeze guards put in place. There's screening stations for the public. There's a lot of precautionary things that have been put in place. So when that June 15th date rolls around here in just a week and a half, we'll be ready for that public interaction. Our utmost priority is to ensure the public is safe and our employees are safe. And we're trying to do everything we can to mitigate, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic here. So June 15th will be the date the Wildlife Division offices will be open. On the park side of things, they've been operating with reduced staff at full capacity for the most part. There's everything that you would expect in a park is essentially open. The conference stations are open. All the camping's open. The fish cleaning stations are open. There are some visitor centers in Custer State Park, Good Earth, Adams, and Fort Sisseton. Those remain closed at this time because those group sizes exceed greater than 10 in most cases. But we are looking at unique ways to get those facilities back open as well. And we do expect them to be open here sometime throughout June. And we're just giving us a little more time to put things together, June or July, depending on the location and the circumstance. Other things that have been occurring at kind of a not as normal situation, you know, turning in tails for the bounty, picking up food plot seed. Those interactions with staff are still happening. They're happening, though, while we're taking into consideration those social distancing guidelines and trying to keep, again, the public safe and our employees safe. On a good news or a good note, fishing license sales and park visitation really has been excellent. And folks are out there utilizing the great outdoor resources South Dakota has to offer. And Heather now will give you more details on those license sales, but they have been strong, they have been positive, and we're really happy to see that folks are out there utilizing those resources. We have been encouraging folks, and we'll continue to encourage folks, that the outdoors are still open. It's a great message to send. You know, the outdoors are waiting for you and waiting for you to enjoy, and that's something that folks are taking advantage of. It's been a great spring thus far, and the summer's looking like it's shaping up quite nicely as well, and folks are getting outdoors and enjoying those great outdoor resources that South Dakota has to offer. So with that, I'll take any questions if there are any.
Any questions?
Thank you, Kevin. On the bounty program with tails, I'm assuming that there are a lot of folks that didn't prefer to hold on to those. Did you have a surge when that opened up, or how are you reading that as far as people that may have just simply not turned in tails, or how many might have kept them?
Great question, Commissioner Whitmire. I don't have an exact tail submission number. Keith Fisk might have it if he's on the line, but we have been scheduling tail turn-in dates at locations throughout the state. We've been very public with those dates, trying to get folks, you know, the information out there through our social media platforms, through our website. They've been well received. There has been a pretty good trickle of tails coming in, and you know, for the most part, folks did freeze a lot of those tails that were, you know, participating in the program. But you're probably right; some might not have hung on to those tails. Just for the sole purpose at the moment when they caught those critters, there wasn't an opportunity to submit them. But Keith, if you're on the line, if you want to give us a tail submission update, if you have one, that'd be great.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Keith Fisk here. I'm the administrator of the Wildlife Damage Program. In regards to the question about the Nest Predator Bounty Program, currently we've had about 15,000 tails submitted thus far. As you alluded to, you know, the first month of the program, or actually the first 2 months of the program, things were pretty slow just because of COVID-19 and those types of activities. But we've seen a pretty steady pace here every Friday that we've been open. We're planning to open things up here a little bit more after the 15th, where employees will be accepting, wildlife conservation officers and wildlife damage specialists will be accepting tails in some of these more remote locations where people aren't near an office. So we're planning to see an uptick here later this summer. And then, of course, the last day, July 1st, similar to last year, we're sure that will be a big day as well.
Any other questions or comments? Nope, we'll move on to